My name is Lucretie J. Clark.
Lucretie Clark was born in 1904 in Jefferson County, Florida. She still lives in that county, where she learned to make white oak baskets from her parents, who had learned from their parents. Originally, these sturdy baskets were used to hold cotton and carry vegetables from the plantation fields in North Florida. The plantations are gone now, but Lucretie Clark continues to fashion her baskets as they've been fashioned for generations in her family. She shares with us the unique folklore and heritage of her life as she demonstrates the complete process of her basket making.
I take my axe and me and y'all will go down the road here and I'll show you the white oak. Best one grows in swamps. Now, you know, in the woods, the low-lying woods. Yeah, you sure have to watch out for snakes. Yeah, I always tell them, when you go in the woods, son, always look down for you. Look up for oak, look down. And them other boys, they just kept me laughing yesterday evening. One of them said, I believe I know what kind of oak to get to this creed. He's saying it's another tree will make good baskets, I believe. I said, what kind of tree is that? He said, dogwood. I said, no gracious. Don't bring no dogwood towards me. I said, you couldn't even split a dogwood. Nothing else but white oak. Yeah, in the river swamp woods. Because the hogs rise them down and get them acorns. I see them be full of acorns sometimes. The hogs just walk straddling them and ride them down and eat their acorns off. I said, well, the Lord sure fixes things for hogs. Well, I see lots of changes, you know, from like it was when I was growing up. I reckon I see too many changes. But I see so many changes from like it was when I was growing up till it has me just on a wonder sometimes. The Bible said that the world will grow weaker and wiser. I said, so the people is wiser now. And I said, so you can't look for no more than that. I said, when we was coming along, I reckon was dumb. We didn't know nothing much. Didn't. Now this is my eggs and my maw. But I leave this here and when I get the bussing them, this what I use to buss them with. Got a little old John Henry, but it ain't heavy enough, so I use that. That. See how easy it is to split? It done cracked already. Just split it up like this and scrape it off and lay it down. It'll be seasoned. Just like you split it up today and lay it down there while you split it up. It's drying out. That little water goes out it right now. The way I do them, I get out splits all day. And then I throw them outdoors on the grass in the night and let them stay out. And then in the morning early I get up and I lay two or three and run them around and turn them up, turn them bottom up and lay them aside, going on and rest and get out me some more splits. Long this time of year is a pretty good time because the oak don't dry as fast as it do. Look like it keeps more moss in it than it do in the real hot summertime. When it's real hot, when the sun rise and the wind blow, it gets dry in a little while. I love to work when it's kind of raining and doing it. That's when I love to work at them when I'm doing a heap of work. Nice weather to work on a basket. Now, you takes the bark off of off of this piece when you split it down so far, then you peel the bark off it. And when it's dry, it's kind of hard to peel off. But when it's green, it'll peel right off. I just take my knife and start it. And then all you got to do is to bend it. If you are strong enough to bend yolk like that, it'll pop off. My father and mother was raised up most on the same plantation, but they was all raised on the Rendell plantation. They growed corn and cotton, sweet potatoes, peanuts, and peas and different things like that. Now loan me my knock hammer. That's what I called it. Just a little short name. I sometimes now wonders how did the people survive? But they did survive, because now the people got all kind of different jobs. And in them days, it wasn't nothing you could do, the farmers. But now, long this time of year, all the hoeing was over. And cotton, long now is cotton picking time. The fields would be full of white cotton long now. And everybody'd be picking cotton. Be plenty of white cotton. Yes, sir. And after picking cotton, then the men's would go to breaking corn. And they would break corn with their hands. They didn't have no corn breakers or nothing like that. They went through all them rattlesnakes. I don't know where them rattlesnakes was. I don't know why, but ever since the war, the last war up to this last one, the second war, but cotton, you know, they went misplacing good, nice cotton goods. They said they weren't making cotton, you couldn't find it. And you just couldn't find stuff like that. And you used to could go to the stores in back days and you'd see bolts of homespun to make homespun dresses out. All kind of different checks in it. It was so pretty, but you don't see nothing like that now. Yes, sir. It was 16 head of us. Sure. I was one of the youngest ones. Well, when I was small, I was kind of lazy. I didn't like to pick cotton. And when my other sisters would be picking cotton, I'd go out there sometime. You know, I liked the pretty white cotton patch. And I'd go out there, and they'd go to want me to work, you know. They'd go to want to get me a sack. So I'd pick a little while and it'd get hot. So I'd tell them I want some water. So they said, well, go home and get your water tonight and come back here. Yeah. I said, all right. I'd go home, I wouldn't come back no more. But we had happy times. We'd play palm and needle. It'd be a big ring of us. We'd get a ring, a whole ring, and then we'd get a stick and give it to one, and you hold it down in your hand behind your back. And then when this ring get all settled up good like that, one would get in there and he'd go to hunting the palm and needle. And you'd hear him holler, palm and needle. The others would say, palm and needle is running. Palm and needle, that needle is running. Catch the palm and needle is running. Palm and needle is running, and that would be going around doing this just away to everyone. Mama used to, you know, teach us little plays. She'd play and get out and play with us till she learned it to us. And there we'd be. Now, it takes me all day long to get that oak out like this. To split the oak, then I sit down and maybe get out some of that oak. today. Then I finish it tomorrow, and then I'll take them splits and carry them in the house and lay my basket. Yes, the first one laid on the floor is the first split you lay down. It's a split. You split the first one you lay down. You split it straight up the middle halfway. And then you lay eight more, eight with the split down there. So they must be the ribs. That's like round in here. They call them the ribs. So that's the ribs. You have a good bottom and a good strong rib. I'm running the bottom of the basket round. I used to cook pepper grass. It's a grass growing in the field in the spring. I don't see it now. But when my children were little and growing up, and I wanted some greens long in the spring, and one old greens plentiful, I just get me a pan and go down in a bottom. They grow it in a bottom, and they grow about that high. And there was had fine-looking kind of leaves, and they'd be so tender, and you break them, smell like a mustard, green. That's what they call them, wild mustards. And I'd pick them and pick me a pan full and go home and put on me a shoulder bone or a ham bone and put it in that pot. And then I'd get me some meal and dip me some of that, lick out that pot and pour in that meal, help mix it up, make me some dumplings. And wouldn't we eat them? and now, you know, but the Lord is good. The Lord knows long then times was hard. That was long in Hoover days. And that pepper grass was in the field, plenty of it. And now you can't find a sprig no time of year. I looks for it in walking, you know, I just slightly, I said, well, so you don't see that pepper grass that you used to see. But things were so cheap long then. You could go to the store with $25 and get much groceries you wanted. Go to the store, take a quarter and get a paper bag of flour about that high. It looked like things eat better long then than they do now. We used to smoke chitlins in long back days. When we killed hogs, we'd wash the chitlins, you know, and let them sit in a little salt, bright water, kind of, and then take them out and hang them all on sticks, and then put them all, hang them up in the smokehouse and build a little smoke down and smoke them till they all turn nice and yellow, and they dry so pretty. Get hungry for one, you could run in there and pull you down one and throw it on them good coals and cook it and eat it. I used to love Hoppin' John. Man, I loved it. Hoppin'.
How do you make that?
You put on your peas and cook your peas first. And then you get you some rice and wash it good. And you have rice smart a little water in your peas so it won't just stick right down. And put your rice in there. Don't put too much rice in your pot. And put your rice in there, and then it'll cook. That'll be your Hoppin' John. Mama said, Papa named me. I used to be grumbling about my name. I said, Mama, why did y'all name me Little Creedy? Said, that's the ugliest name to be sure. Mama said, Papa named you. I said, well, I don't know where he found that for me. Nobody else named it. That's what Mama told me it was from the Bible. I've been trying to look and find it in there. That's like when you're worried or something other and you're wanting to read a true verse and you just open the Bible and won't look for what chapter, nothing. You just open, hold that Bible a while and open it. And then you open and there's a chapter to read. And it'll suit your what you was wanting to read, Thompson Valley. That was our church. It was a Methodist church. That's right. Mm-hmm. So well, we got three members. Mm-hmm. We baptized the first Sunday in Isola River. We have them every year if we can get some members. That's right. If any get religion, we'll baptize them. I guess it's like in the time when Peter was baptized. You know, it's very sad. You know, baptism is a sad kind of thing. And, you know, if you're feeling very spiritual and happy, you feel like you could go in the water again. And it used to be in time they would have to keep a lot of them out of that water. It is a happy time, and it looks sad because the way they be dressed, you know, it looks sad. They're all dressed in white, and their mother's in white, and they got on the white caps, and they're going down to the water singing. We mostly, when we are going down to baptize, we mostly sing that song about I love Jesus. I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Well, I love Jesus. Yes, I do. I got a little grandson. I told him he ought to try to learn this. Ain't found nobody that does these baskets but me. I tried to get some children to learn, but it don't seem like, you know, they got the mind on it enough. I think the time is too far spent, and they ain't got time to learn it. I said, well, it'll be gone when I'm gone. I said, but the people ought to have enough of my baskets around to last them. Take me to the water. Take me to the water. Oh, take me to the water and baptize me. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Well, I